Oh, shiny, happy people in this studio. Triple M's Rush Hour with Liesl, Liam and Dobbo. It's your new local. And thanks to our friends at Totally Workwear, let's do this.
Check out the exclusive new tradies range, Fuse by King G. Only at your local Totally Workwear store in Brisbane and the Gold Coast.
Big story about to break.
Back page of the paper tomorrow morning.
I'm having conversations at the present
moment.
You're
hearing it first right here on the Rush Hour.
This is Dobbo's Mail.
Yeah, a big story brewing at the Dolphins. Obviously, that they have been linked to a lot of elite players at the moment. All the controversy, and we talked yesterday about Kalyn Ponga requesting that meeting and them obviously having a discussion with him in Sydney. Well, this is one that has reared its head in the last couple of days, and I've got some details around it. Cameron Munster is contracted to the Melbourne Storm until the end of 2023. So he's available to go to a new club in 2024. At the moment, he has been in some negotiations with the Melbourne Storm about an extension that can have discussions. Currently at the moment, my understanding is that he has only been offered $750,000 a year for a three-year extension, which would see him 24, 25, 26 play at the Melbourne Storm for $750,000 a year. To put it in context, next year at the Melbourne Storm, he's on $1.2 million a year. So the Melbourne Storm clearly don't think that Munster is worth the money the following year, hence that figure of $750,000. Enter our friends, the Dolphins. The Dolphins have gone on record and have absolutely said this to me today, that they are prepared, if they could get Cameron Munster, to pay him a three-year deal of $1 million a season. So, what are the chances of Cameron Munster joining the Dolphins next year?
Well, that's interesting, because is he worth that much? If the Storm don't see the value in it, and that's a significant drop, 1.2
to 750,000 dollars he'd be giving up to stay at Melbourne. It'd be $750,000 over 3 years.
So, is he worth $1 million?
Well, I think he's worth $1 million to the Dolphins. But is he worth $1 million to the Storm? Clearly
probably not.
They just recently signed Jerome Hughes for big money. They've got Harry Grant locked away. They've got Ryan Pappenhausen locked away. Xavier Coates. They have what they believe their playmakers and their match winners.
How old is Munster?
Munster's 29. So, I mean, you're putting a bloke in there. But don't forget, he's an Origin winner. He's a Premiership winner. He's an Australian World Cup winner. He's done everything in the game. There is some off-field issues that come with Cameron Munster in the past, and so that issue obviously doesn't bode well for him and at the Melbourne Storm. Everybody wants to know, and this is the big thing, whether or not he'll be here next year. And one would say, how is people talking to Cameron Munster? Well, any club is allowed to talk to any player, just the NRL won't register a contract before the commencement of the year prior. So November 1 this year, Cameron Munster could have a contract registered to go to the Dolphins for 2024, and the NRL would register it. But you're allowed to have a conversation with any player. There's no rule around that. The big thing that would happen is, and if you're the Melbourne Storm, and if you've got Cameron Munster and you don't believe long-term he's worth that $1.2 or $1 million, if the Dolphins come knocking at the end of the year and say, listen, we want to wash out Cameron Munster's contract, we'll pay the $1 million. You pay the $200,000 and we'll take Cameron Munster off your hands. That gives the Melbourne Storm $1 million in their cap next year to go and get the players. Now, the best development club at the moment who can turn water into wine is Craig Bellamy and the Melbourne Storm. They are, without a doubt, you can just see in their roster. So the chances of that are happening, if Cameron Munster decides that he's prepared to take that $1 million deal, to me, looks like it was very real. Now, if he wants to start the Melbourne Storm, he's going to be $750,000 poorer over 3 years. And I don't think anybody who's at the back end of their career is prepared to do that.
Well, this is a juicy one, Dobbo. I mean, the question that will have to be asked, if the Dolphins were to miss out on Cam Munster and they don't get Kalyn Ponga either, what marquee names are left on the table? That's a question that they may have to answer. But I can say this much. I know Liesl would be happy if Cam Munster lands at the Dolphins, but if Cam Munster does sign for the Dolphins, Craig Bellamy will lose his absolute mind, because Wayne Bennett will have absolutely decimated the Melbourne Storm roster in setting up this new franchise club.
100%. Cafusis, Bromwiches, now Munster, the list just goes on.
Very nice bit of mail there, Dobbo. That's thanks to Totally Workwear. See Totally Workwear for all your work gear, locally owned with the biggest brands and best service in Brisbane and the Gold Coast. This is The Rush Hour with Liesl, Liam and Dobbo. It's your new local on Triple M. Coming up after 5 o'clock, the best player in the AFLW. She's a Brisbane Lion. She is Emily Bates, and she'll join us after 5.